So today I was reading an article in the Monitor on Psychology, which is a publication of the American Psychological Association. And the article was on the love drug, More Than a Feeling. And it says, new research suggests love may be a drive as primal as thirst or hunger. And this article was a review by Sadie F. Dingfelder, who was a staff reporter for the Monitor. And she's reviewing a study by Dr. Arthur Aaron, Lucy Brown, and Helen Fisher, which was published in the Journal of Neurophysiology, volume 94, number 1, pages 327 to 337. And essentially what this study suggests is by using something called an fMRI, which is a functional magnetic resonating imaging machine, they showed people who were in love pictures of their significant others. And they found that when they were looking at the pictures of their partners, the dopamine-enriched areas lit up, and regions such as the ventral tegmental area, or VTA, which is connected to motivation and reward systems, activated. When these areas are energized, it tells the brain that we're satisfied, we're satiated, and we're happy. This reinforces the belief that my patients have told me over the years, and that we all feel in a sense, that when you're in love, it's a need, a desire, a drive. It's not just an emotion. So we now have actual data to suggest that the huge and powerful pull that love has is actually real, and it's very similar to those experiences that drugs like cocaine might give us. While the participants in Dr. Aaron's study reported feeling different emotions when thinking of the person that they loved, they all showed activation in the VTA, the right posterior dorsal body, and the medial caudate nucleus. Fancy stuff, but basically these are the areas that produce dopamine. Individuals who were assessed, who were deemed, quote, the lovelorn, showed activation in certain parts of the brain that's associated with taking big risks. So now if we put this all together, we see that love has a very addictive component to it. And if in fact it's working well, you want to be with that person all the time and you're driven to be with them. But if it breaks up, that relationship breaks up, then the withdrawal is potentially very intense. And with the increase in that risk-taking behavior, it's entirely possible that that may explain why we have crimes of passion, where individuals might commit homicide or suicide after the termination of a relationship because of all of this brain dysfunction going on with the loss of the satiation and the loss of the dopamine and the intense risk-taking behavior. So to date myself, love is more than a feeling, as indicated by the band Boston, but also love, as the Jay Giles band said, love stinks, especially when it doesn't work out. It's a pretty incredible state of emotion, more than a feeling, and it has its highs and lows. Hopefully you have more of the highs and less of the lows in life. But if you do have the lows, be aware that time does heal. Be patient and try to make the best of it. Again, this has been Dr. Howard Gurr, and you can see more about me on my website at www.drsgurr.com. We'll be right back.